This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Monet, are you enjoying watching season 8 of RuPaul's Drag Race again?
You know, I do enjoy season 8. Season 8 was a good season. Like, when people, like, list seasons, season 8 doesn't particularly rank very high. But I think season 8 has a lot of good stuff in it. It has a good amount of drama. And it's great.
Drag season 8. Well, off the top, I don't know.
Not the season 10 or All Stars 4, so whatever. Who cares?
So, bitch, we get back. Acid Betty has just gone home and people are like ecstatic. Like Kim is like, Acid Betty's gone, and does the thumbs up, and Thorgy's like, she was a mess and I'm glad. Like, I'm like, I didn't know that everyone was that happy to see her go. I was torn up. I was destroyed.
Oh, but you were sobbing backstage. But I mean, you can't be mad for that's because you know Betty. But Thorgy knows Betty too. But because you know Thorgy, if y'all want to like a really good cackle, go back on YouTube and search Queens of New York. You can see old videos of Acid Betty, Sherry Vine, Lady Bunny.
Oh yeah,
they were trying to do like a drag queens of New York City, like a Real Housewives thing. Anyway. And Acid was on there, but Acid was causing chaos. She was so mean to everyone. And people who
on that show, too?
I was like, fuck this bitch. No. I'm saying on Drag Race. Like, they didn't know her.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she was, yeah, they were happy to see her go. I was like, damn, y'all are, wait, is Queens of New York still on the internet? No way.
It has to be on YouTube still.
It was,
Mimi, I'm First. Mimi, I'm First episode is wild.
It is. I heard a rumor. You didn't hear the rumor that I heard?
What?
I heard a rumor that wasn't even that guy wasn't even her dad.
Oh yeah, I heard that from a very reliable source.
So just so you guys know, in the show Queens of New York, Mimi I'm First had a really rough interaction with her father on the show, and like this whole like emotional.
Oh, no, it's called Queens of Drag, there. NYC. Yeah,
had this whole like emotional like moment with him, and then it is then someone's like, that's fully not her dad, like
is crazy behavior. Not hiring an actor to pretend to be your dad on the thing, but I mean, it is reality TV. They're probably trying to produce it. I mean, allegedly the stories were true. It just wasn't the actual person.
I'm dead. That is wild. That is...
No, but your dad is dead.
Oh, is he really dead?
I don't know. In that shot, he is.
Dead as hell. No, he's not dead. No, he's not dead. He like leaves her. Remember, she like built a closet to show her dad her drag. And then he was like, I don't approve of this. You don't remember that?
I remember. It's so crazy.
Yeah, it was like her dad was like, I don't approve of this drag stuff. And then he like walks away. She's like crying. I was like, honestly, the acting was popping. Like the acting.
She was hurting it.
Oh, the acting was giving. I was like, girl, you better work. Anyway. So also there is this like watching back the show. Are you ever cringe at your own like behavior or the way you're being perceived? Because it's on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
It seems like I'm unaware. It seems like I'm walking around like just having fun, and it seems like everyone is annoyed with me. And I was like, I just don't remember this experience.
It does seem like that. It does seem like that. It seems like the only, it seems, no, Naomi seems like to be really like involved here. Well, but it does seem like everyone else, like Robbie is coming at you, Thorgy is coming at you. Yeah, they were really Robbie ends. They end that act. Robbie's like, Bob is setting himself up for all the Jenga pieces to fall. I was like,
yeah. She goes, you ever play Jenga? Sometimes you're building something up, and he's gonna have a massive fall. And I was like, I don't see that for me. And also, I will say that didn't age well, because.
Yeah, it seemed like everyone was really like, what? Like, I was saying, like, what? Like, they're making it seem like you were in the van, like, wow, like, just like going off. And like, they made it seem like you were just like really insufferable.
Right? I was like, this is so rude. I hate this.
So, yeah, I come in the next day.
And then we have the reading challenge, which, by the way, I feel like this was one of the last seasons that they had really cool glasses for the reading challenge. We had these no smoking glasses with these like cigarettes cool. for slits for your eyes. And I feel like after this, they just kind of became like whatever glasses, but they were really cool reading glasses, quote unquote. And I remember being like, I forgot that guy was even there. He was like the editor of something. I was like,
I'm like, why the fuck was he there?
He was promoting the magazine, whatever magazine it was. I can't remember the magazine, but it was remembering that magazine.
Entertainment Weekly, maybe it was.
And it was like, do you read magazines? Reading challenge. You know?
Yeah.
Who fucking knows?
I wrote this reading challenge was a good one. I wrote out some of my favorite for each girl. So Chi Chi's, my favorite Chi Chi read was, Bob, you may be from New York, but those feet are still from Mississippi. Those feet are
still from Alabama. And they pan down, and I'm wearing those. I used to wear exclusively. And I mean exclusively out of drag women's Payless shoes. You remember this one?
I remember.
I'm telling y'all, unless I was at the gym, I was wearing Payless women's shoes. And I mean the only shoes I would wear. And they panned down. And those shoes, when I say threadbare, there were these like lace. Like, what was I?
Lace clothes.
There were these lace shoes that you could see my whole feet through. They were.
Uh-huh. And then they pan out to the shoes. Your feet is all leaned over on the side. You fucking walking on the side of the shoes. I said, not this. They was all runned over.
who else did you love? I thought Kim Chi had some really great reads as well. Kim Chi did a really good job.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Paul was like, who would have thought that was in there? But like, bitch, we been new.
Kim, she says to Chi Chi, your drag is just like turkey neck. Cheap and no one wants it. I was like, I like turkey neck.
But it is cheap.
It is very cheap. It's very cheap. It is cheap.
What if she said cheap and Derek's... only black people want it?
Oh my God. Imagine. I would have kind of lived.
Cheap and white people kind of don't get it.
Derek, I thought Derek was very funny. Bob the drag queen. I had the idea she goes, Bob the drag queen. I had no idea that they were different shades of ashy. I was like, work.
It's like, not the micro. Not the micro. I was like, Derek, between that and the little twerking line from last episode. I really thought that like Thorgy just saying shut up to me was not a good read. Everyone acted like it was great. I was like, agree. Why y'all laughing? Bob, please shut up. I'm like, it's not even good.
Yeah, I don't think it was a good read, but it fed into the narrative of like apparently you just always talking, you're always going off, and no one could get a word in edgewise. So that probably in the crimes of that, it made sense.
You know, not Thorgy, your producer, a feed in the storyline now.
And yours are really good too. I really liked your flipper one to Robbie was my favorite.
My favorite one was when Derek Berry heard Britney Spears, she said, "Really, I prefer I prefer fencing."
Yeah, that's a good one. That was a good one.
That is such a stupid. That is so fucking stupid.
Really Naomi was good too. Naomi had a really good one. Her first one was funny. I forgot what I didn't write it down though.
Yeah, this was a great reading challenge. And I won the reading challenge, which also upset Thorgy even more. Thorgy's still mad.
It's like, Bob won.
But I do think I deserve to win. And also, I don't think I ever got that Fierce Drag Jewel set. I don't think I ever got that.
Don't even get me started on Fierce Drag Jewels, honey.
I like Fierce Drag Jewels. I just never got that one. I just never got that one particular set from them.
Who do you think would have been second?
I think Chi Chi did a really good job. Chi Chi was very funny to me.
Chi Chi Devane, we love.
Who would you say?
Kim.
Kim was good too. There were really no duds in this whole reading thing. I think this might be one of the best reading challenges on the show, actually.
No, All Stars 4 was no. All Stars 2. All Stars 2 reading challenge was fucking everything. Oh, it was great.
That was very, very good.
We should have All Stars 2. Roxy Andrews, I think about you every morning at the bus.
That is horrible. I think we should do All Stars 2 next. It's one of my favorite seasons of Drag Race.
Oh, I'm so down to All Stars 2. It's so good.
All Stars 2 was so good. Oh my God. So then we find out that we're doing so RuPaul also RuPaul does this thing where if you ever meet RuPaul, y'all, if you ever compliment RuPaul's shoes, she does the thing that Dorothy does when she first puts on the ruby slippers, where you put your toes together and you point your heels out one at a time. And RuPaul does this literally every time you compliment her shoes. She does this. I'm telling you.
I mean, that's not my experience with Sir Paul.
Have you ever complimented her shoes?
Yeah, pretty much every time RuPaul comes in a workroom, I'm like, all right, bitch, you better work. Look at those shoes. No,
specifically, you have to compliment her shoes. When you come in her shoes, she does the little toe thing every single time. Because y'all are talking about the outfit. Like, this outfit, this stuff. And it's like a little the Wizard of Oz bit that she does. She also was obsessed with doing this. She was obsessed with, like, pointing at things. Because she had acrylics on this season. So she was obsessed with pointing at things and doing this. And she would always do that. She'd be like, my book.
I love
But anyway, so speaking of books, we found out that we're doing a design challenge based off of the wonderful Wizard of Oz, L. Frank Baum book.
I never knew the Wizard of Oz was a book before this moment. Like, not like now, but like when the season aired. I was like, this is a book first? I did not know that.
Wait, really?
I had no idea back then in the day.
Okay, so when I first moved to New York City, I was on this quest to read a bunch of as much classic literature as possible. I think I did like 3 books and I was done. I think I did Wizard of Oz, I did The Catcher in the Rye, and I think I did To Kill a Mockingbird. And I was like, this is ridiculous because some of these books are boring. But The Wizard of Oz is a fucking weird book. Oh, bitch, the movie is so watered down. Like, really? In the book, the Tin Man kills over 100 different characters.
Just chopping bitches up.
I mean,
I am the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
There's one scene where he's literally just going through a field, just killing things, just killing people, creatures.
Why?
Because they're trying to. So the actual book doesn't end with the water in the thing. Like, Dorothy gets taken to like a tower, and then they have to fight these animals. I think that are like, it's been years. I think it's like part bear, part spider. But then, like, when she's in this space, you have to like go to get the witch. But then they have to go through this field of like porcelain, like everyone's like made of like porcelain, and the Tin Man is like, I it's been years, but the Tin Man is like going through this like field, just killing everyone. He's like the hitman, and it is a very fucked up book. The Tin Man also chops himself up. He's Tin Man because he was a regular woodsman, but I think the witch cursed his axe. And every time he go to swing it, he would just chop off another body part. So his axe was cursed and he couldn't chop trees. Every time he swing it, he ended up cutting off a leg and then his arm and then his head and then his whole body.
Yeah, that sounds very gruesome. It sounds like a fucking Grimm's fairy tale.
It is a very, very gruesome book. I recommend you read it. It's actually a very entertaining book. And it's a quick read.
Okay, maybe I will do that, Bob. I should have read it before the challenge and I could have been really knowledgeable of what the challenge was.
And also, Elphaba is from the name L. Frank Baum.
Oh, I've never seen Wicked either, which I said on the podcast already. I really want to, but everyone tell me, anytime I say that, they're like, yeah, you should have seen it back when it was new. Like now, everyone tells me, don't go see it now. So I'm like, okay.
I heard that now, though, like now is actually really popping because everyone's back on Broadway. So everyone's just excited to be back at work. So like now, if you go see a Broadway show, everyone's like performing like the show just opened because a lot of them did just reopen.
Got it.
But so also, you can wait for the movie, which is going to be in two parts, apparently.
I know, it's just wild. I hate that. That makes me so upset because now I know at the end of the first movie, I'm going to want to see the second half and be so irritated by it.
Well, at least it's going to end with Defying Gravity. You know it has to end with Defying Gravity. What if it stops right before Defying Gravity? What if it stops right
before? No way.
Oh, that would be...
Wait, So in the show, does Defying Gravity, is it right before intermission?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Got it.
But honestly, they should really get wild and release them at the same time. They would kill the box office.
What ends the show?
Wicked?
Yeah.
Elf, say that again? Yeah, so the elf spoiler alert, but I mean it's been literally 20 something years, so like whatever. But Elphaba has been killed. They threw the water on her, but that's just a hoax. Like she doesn't actually melt if you throw water on her. So they faked her death. And then Elphaba and Glinda sing a song about how they've changed each other's lives for good.
Oh, for good.
No, Ellen, that's not the truth.
Well, what is it, bitch? Oh.
Okay, so the Fiero, who's her love interest, they think he's been killed. They take him off into a cornfield, and they're like, because he's with the Wicked Witch of the West, and they kill him. Elphaba's in the tower and there's a mob coming to kill her with Dorothy leading it. And Glinda's like, they're going to kill you. You got to go. And Elphaba's like, no. And then they sing for good. And then Elphaba's like, you got to hide. Like, they're going to kill you too if they find you here. Then throws the water on her. She melts. Glinda's like, well, my best friend just died. She leaves. Turns out Fiero, who died, Elphaba cast a spell on him to save him during No Good Deed. He's back. He's the scarecrow. That he gets up a trap door. She gets up. They leave together. They live happily ever after.
Oh, there it is.
Alakanama, nama, nama, nacha, nacha, alakanama, alakanama.
His flesh not be torn. Let his blood leave no stain.
Yeah, that
Jacob
that's
is
the spell.
Really into this wicked stuff. Jacob is Fiero.
No, Jacob is Bach. How dare you?
I don't know what that even means. Because Bach is a composer from the Baroque era.
Yes, you got me. Bach is a composer from the bitch you broke era. Bitch you Baroque era.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever. So it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century. And that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Anyway, so back to RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh my God,
that was a 10-minute tangent. So we are working with the cast of Little Women LA, which is so funny because when we were driving from Burbank into Hollywood every day, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the LA area, but when you were driving
from Burbank to Hollywood, because Burbank is in LA.
I meant to Hollywood, yes. When you drive from Burbank over that little bridge, and then you get ready to turn left going toward the Hollywood Bowl, there's a billboard right up there. And every day we saw a billboard for Little Women LA. Every day we saw this billboard.
It was a very popular show. Yeah.
And then the Universal Studio Boulevard, yeah. And then they ended up being cast in our show. They came in. It was very interesting because they all came in and we did not choose them. They came in with their characters and they chose us.
Right, which I think that was a nice twist. I think that letting them choose.
But they made it seem they were choosing us like they knew us. They were like, I mean, one of them didn't know each other. Derek Barry didn't know his woman. They actually worked together in the past as Britney Spears impersonators. But the rest of us, they were like, I like things a little saucy, so I'm gonna pick Bob. And I was like, you don't even know what you mean. I know my lady's name was Elena.
Well, maybe backstage they probably like show them pictures of y'all and they probably like give them like a little like tea on y'all, and then that's why they chose. Yeah. Maybe that's why. But I will say, I wish that it was the cast of Little Women Atlanta, because if one of y'all had the chance to work with Juicy, that would have been, that would be fierce.
Didn't Juicy pass away?
No, I think the other young lady passed away.
No, the one that goes, hey, I actually don't know who's in the cast of Little Women Atlanta. I've never seen Little. The one that goes, hey, how y'all doing?
Have you ever seen the clip of her, of them out to lunch or whatever? And she's like, she's like, I think that's balsamic. And they're like, what? I think that's balsamic. That's balsamic.
Who's the one that says, hey, how y'all doing?
That's Juicy.
Hey, how y'all doing? What happened, Jacob?
No, on Atlanta, who passed away was named Minnie.
Was it a car accident? Is that what it was? Was it a car accident?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, rest in peace to Minnie. You rest in peace to Minnie. But we were the cast of Little Women LA, and they were actually really they were fun. They were a very fun group of women. They were great. And this is so what it was a design challenge. This was the infamous makeover challenge. Every season gets a makeover challenge. And we were to make them over, but the thing is, it was very interesting. Some of us got away really easy. Like for example, me, I had Elena, her dimensions are pretty standard, like a person without dwarfism. She's just kind of like just short, whereas a lot of the women in the cast, their proportions were very different than people without dwarfism. And it was probably very interesting to like design for these women. Probably. I mean, Elena ended up being probably the easiest person to design for out of the group, to be honest.
Wow. So you cheated.
I did not choose Elena. Elena chose me. I just want to reiterate that.
Y'all, here's the thing. So they're doing this design challenge and Chi-Chi finishes early. And Thorgy is like mad. Thorgy's like pissed off. I'm like, bitch, mind your fucking business. Also, you should be happy that she didn't spend all her time. Does that mean that she's not gonna have a strong look? I was very confused as to why Thorgy was so bothered that Chi-Chi got finished early.
Okay, I think if anything, season the show, Thorgy is just, if anything, Thorgy is just bothered. Thorgy is just, all I was doing was just winning challenges. Thorgy's mad that I won a challenge. Like Thorgy is just mad. Thorgy is just mad that people are doing things and existing in the world. She's just angry.
Yeah, it was like, wow. I'm like, why all the time. Care? Who cares?
And she was, and Chi Chi went to sleep, which really kind of set a fire amongst it. This was a also fun fact about this episode. This episode was we had so the sewing machine, the Drag Race are very, very old. I don't know if they're new now, but at my season, I think they were the sewing machines from season one. These motherfuckers were old. They're all broken.
No, bitch,
they're all broken. You have to sew things. You have to go to like three different machines to sew all your stuff. So we're sitting here sewing, and at the end of the night, me and Kimchi both had meltdowns on this episode. Both of us off camera meltdowns.
I didn't see Kim's meltdown as we saw yours.
A meltdown. I mean, like a screaming, not like, oh no, my outfit, my zipper full. It was like we both had like meltdowns. So my meltdown this episode was you really have to bargain with the people to get the food you want, like because they want to make everyone happy. Some people want Popeyes, some people want Chipotle, some people want Bossa Nova, some people want this, some people want that, and a few of us wanted Chipotle, so we were able to convince them to get us.
Well, Chi Chi confirmed. Chi Chi was like, "I can't wait to get this Chipotle."
So we all wanted Chipotle, and there one time we were able to convince them to get Popeyes, but Derek didn't want Popeyes because she said she had never had fried chicken. I was like, you've never had fried chicken? What? Anyway.
I mean.
But a lot of us were like, we really want fried chicken. But Derek was like, I've never had fried chicken and I want to eat healthy. We were like, bitch, fuck. We're stressed out and tired. We want comfort food. Anyway. So we finally got Chipotle, right? So we get our Chipotle. And I ordered my Chipotle. I've had the same order. My Chipotle order is vegetarian and sometimes it's vegan. Because I've had the same Chipotle order since I was a vegan. Same, it is white rice, black beans, hot sauce, corn salsa, guacamole, and chipotle vinaigrette on the burrito. This has been my order for years. Sometimes I put cheese in it. Well, girl, I also like, I don't want sour cream. And whenever you get a vegetarian burrito, they're always put in the fajitas, the onions and peppers. I do not want onions.
I hate the fajitas.
And I said, please do not put onions and peppers on chipotle fajitas. They said, okay. I said, please don't put onions and peppers. Please. They said, okay. We get our food. It has been a very long day. I am stressed out. We're trying to make two costumes. I'm tired. I'm stressed out. I take a bite into my burrito and there are fucking onions and peppers. And I took my burrito and I just, I slammed my burrito into the bowl.
It monster.
I said, no fucking onions and peppers. And Naomi was like, oh my God. And Naomi was like, girl, I will pick the peppers out for you. And they were like, do you want us to go and pick them out? I was like, no. I was like, honestly, I just don't. I was like so tired. I was like, I was just so looking forward to this. And like, I can't. Like, this is, I'm just so fucking stressed out.
These poor PAs who were getting paid $5 an hour to deal with Bob slept throwing a burrito in their face.
I did not throw it at anyone. Also, I want to point out that Monet's alleged payment of the PAs is alleged. We do not know if they're paid $5. That is Monet just making up some numbers. Do you know when I was a waiter back at Ruby Tuesday, I got paid $2.13 an hour?
That is crazy. I don't understand how waiters, just because they obviously earn tips, they don't get to make minimum wage. That sounds crazy to me.
Yeah, and this, by the way, this was not in 1974, as old as y'all think I am. This was back in 2005, when I worked at Ruby Tuesday. I made $2.13 an hour.
That's crazy.
Working at Ruby Tuesday, and I would get paychecks that were literally $0. My paychecks were literally $0. Anyway.
Because they would just account for just tips.
Yeah, and I get taxes taken out, so my check was just $0. It was wild.
That's crazy. Anyway,
so, and Kim Chi's freak out was her machine wasn't working. She's trying to sew this outfit and her machine just wasn't working. So Kim Chi just started, this is the next day. Kim Chi just starts, I mean,
I love a Kim scream.
When Kim Chi gets really mad, her voice goes up like three octaves. Have you ever heard that before, Monet?
Of course. The infamous Dragon when Neverland did none of our booths and Kim started like, taking her booth and like yelling at Anthony in the middle of DragCon. Yes, iconic.
Cookie was like, "This is fucking bullshit," and she's like, "I mean, I can't even do how loud." Like Monet, I mean, Monet can confirm when Kimchi gets mad, her voice is in the falsetto, and she is like so high pitched, and she's talking so fast, and she's like just slamming this fucking broken ass fucking sewing machine. Yeah, this was me and Kimchi's freakout episodes. Kimchi had a freak out down the line too in like the second to last episode, but I will save that story for when we finally reach that episode.
I really liked Chi-Chi's partner was so funny, just like cracking jokes, like talking about Naomi and her partner trying to get their little dance together. Chi-Chi's partner was very funny.
Well, okay, Kimchi and Tanya got along the best. They also look related. They look like they know, like they're from the same family. Me and my lady kind of got along.
Kimchi was with Brianna, and Chi-Chi was with Tanya.
Oh, well, you have it written here. I said Chi-Chi. You think I said Kimchi? I said Chi-Chi and her lady got along. No, Chi-Chi and her lady got along really, really well. And also, we were also cackling because we were watching Kimchi and Brianna. And Kimchi slapping the shit out. Kimchi is slapping. We're like, what the? Because she did a thing where RuPaul comes in and she goes, "Oh, and by the way, in addition to making a costume, you will have to have a interpretive dream sequence to my song, If I Dream, available on iTunes." And I don't know why everyone was gagging. I was like, y'all been done new. She's going to come back with a little thing. This is literally every makeover challenge that happens. I don't know why y'all acting brand new.
But I know, but also they never have any bearing in the thing, because they never have any bearing in the thing. So I don't understand why.
Also, Thorgy's lady, Brittany, she went on tour with Miley Cyrus, and her like stage name was Shafrika. And I just remember, did they talk about that episode? I can't remember.
No, they didn't. I mean, they talk about that she danced for Miley, but you never talk about her name being Shafrika.
Yeah, her stage name was Shafrika. That I remember very vividly. And also, Robbie Turner's lady, like, she hated her look. Like, she...
We'll get there. I can't... We'll get there. But I forgot how horrible that shit was.
As Mateo would say, it was horrible. Horrible.
I forgot. I really want to get to it.
So the way the workroom is, there's like if you're staring at the workroom from the exit, not the entrance, the exit, meaning where you enter from the end of the show, when you enter at the top of the episode, that's the way you go to get on the runway. So if you're looking at the workroom that way, meaning the mirrors on your right and RuPaul's entrance is on your left, on the right, there's the mirrors, there's four desks, and then to the left, there's this big open space where you rehearse stuff. So they clear the space out for us. And I guess that Naomi and her lady, Jasmine, had no plans or the plan. So there's just this clip of Naomi and Jasmine just staring at each other, not doing anything, just standing there. And we were all watching it happen and just cackling. We were like, what are they doing? Like, what the fuck is going on? It was like the blind leading the blind. Like, neither one of them knew how to dance or what to do. They were just like, I mean, it was literally like maybe a solid 1 minute of them just standing there, just looking at each other for a while, which is longer than you think it is.
I know. That sounds like a long time in actual time.
And we were like, what the hell are they doing? Now, just to be clear, Chi-Chi got Dorothy. I got Glinda the Good Witch. Naomi Smalls got the Scarecrow. Derek Berry got the Tin Man. Robbie Turner got the Lion. Thorgy got an Emerald City Citizen. And Kimchi got the Wicked Witch of the West.
To represent. I want to first talk about RuPaul's look. RuPaul looked so stunningly beautiful in this look. When RuPaul has down hair like that and his makeup, Matthew painted Ru so soft. I was like, RuPaul looks stunningly beautiful. Like a very different kind of beautiful for Ru, I feel like.
Yeah, she looks really good. And I also want to point out that this episode, Marc Jacobs is a guest. So years, like maybe a year later, I was at the premiere of the New York City premiere Brilliant. Of Cherry Pop. Mm-hmm. Cherry Pop, about a year later. And I see this guy in the dressing room, and I was like, what's your name? He goes, my name is Mark. And I go, Mark, I said, Mark, you look so familiar. Have we met before? And he was like, I don't think so. I don't know. I said, you look so familiar. We must have met somewhere. He goes, I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. But I was like, all right, well, nice to meet you. And then down the line, like about an hour later, we're all leaving the premiere, and Milk goes, oh my God, Mark Jacobs is so nice. And I was like, that was random.
Oh my God.
That was so random. Why would you just randomly say Mark Jacobs is nice? And she was like, "Girl, that was Mark Jacobs in the dressing room." And I was like, "I literally asked Mark Jacobs, do I know you from somewhere?" And he was like, "I just don't have any recollection of ever meeting you."
Bobby, he probably meets a lot of people. Just like, bitch, you meet a lot of people. He probably literally does not remember.
But I also was like, my name is Bob the Drag Queen, and he was a judge on the show that I was on. Like, he was there. Anyway,
probably forgot.
Probably possible.
And also, possible. This episode, you weren't very memorable.
Wow, Nene. Wow. Drag me, Mom. Let's get into these.
Also, really quick, Michelle. You can tell Michelle, this is when Michelle really started to do like a different look. Like before the season, Michelle had like a very a crazy look. She's way softer starting season 8.
And this is before Ross discovered the tracksuit. this is when Ross, this is back when Ross was dressing like before Ross got a hold of us. Girl, somebody gave Ross Matthews a sequin tracksuit and she fucking lost her mind.
Girl, in you every cannot, color.
You cannot get Ross to not be in a sequin tracksuit these days. This is back when Ross was dressing like a used car salesman. Ross is dressed like Al Bundy in when he sells shoes in Married with Children. Like this look is wild.
I love. Come on, Ross.
And Todrick always dressed kind of wild though.
I'm about to say Todrick is dressed like Todrick, girl.
Yeah, Todrick going Todrick. So let's get into the look, shall we? Also, Jake, can you go grab the look? So, I mean, okay, Chi-Chi's look is not great.
Yeah, when she first walked the runway, I was like, okay. And then now I'm looking, actually, I still don't mind. I don't hate it. I wish she was corseted to give more va-va-boom, but I don't hate it.
That is a corset. Bitch, that is a corset.
No, but not like a corset.
Drag the corset, drag.
And then, they try to critique her. Someone saying like it wasn't very Dorothy. I'm like, none of the outfits are giving me like the characters. It's just using the same materials. Like no one's except besides Naomi Smalls and Thorgy. No one else is giving me like the character.
I think Derek was kind of giving.
You're trying to be funny because she has an axe in her hand. That's the only reason.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just the imagery. But I also, I really do not like the shoes that Chi-Chi's wearing. These shoes are just not it. And I think that she should have shortened Tanya's fringe so that it matched hers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And also, she should have spray painted her shoes red at least.
Well, in the book, Dorothy's shoes are silver. Fun fact.
Oh. But I mean, but for all of us watching, if she had red shoes on, it would have been like, work.
I think this is intentional. I think this is intentional for a lot of reasons. I think Ruby Red Slippers are probably maybe like trademarked. I don't know. That's an assumption. But we were doing it based off the book, not the movie. So her shoes had to be silver. And they actually changed the shoes to Ruby Red in the film because it was one of the first films to ever appear in Technicolor. And they wanted to take advantage of that. Fun fact.
Why would I do my shoes red?
Okay. Now let's go on to me as Galinda the Good Witch. I told y'all to pay attention to RuPaul's outfit. I think it was last episode. This is me trying my best to just copy RuPaul's peplum catsuit as best I could. When I tell you, I made this outfit in legitimately less than 30 minutes while doing my makeup. I'm not joking, bitch.
Why do you have those glasses in your head?
because I was trying to make it look like Elf, like Glinda's on vacation. Glinda's like living her life on vacation. You know what I mean?
Got
kind
it.
Of moment. But I also Elena is wearing my wig from the promo. That is my wig from the promo that was done by Perfidia and Rejuge by Matthew Anderson actually. And now doing her makeup was a wild moment because she would not let me do her makeup. And then she kept trying to do her own makeup, but then the producers kept coming in being like, you cannot do your makeup. And then other girls were like, Elena's cheating. Elena's doing her own makeup. And the other little women were like, she's doing her own makeup. I see her doing her own makeup. They would come back and then they would come back, make her wipe off what she did. And then really? I'd have to redo it. Yes. They are very serious about like, you cannot break the rules.
Why did she keep on doing it? I'm like, bitch, stop touching her face.
Because she wanted to be really pretty and she was afraid of looking like a drag queen. And at this point, it wasn't like she had any reference because she had never even seen me in drag. She don't know she didn't know I was bad at makeup. She had no clue.
I'm not there. She knew, girl. She knew.
Hold on one sec. What? But yeah, I was like, girl, this.
She was like, something. She was like, something don't feel right. Let me do my own makeup.
But anyway, I would not wear this outfit today. If it was a nicer material and done better, I mean, there is not a hem everywhere you look. There is a lot going on. But considering the amount of time I made this in, I was very proud of myself.
Well, it's so crazy to me because they always like, for example, you, this bitch, this is Monet Exchange and Tyler Oakley, okay? When they be like, I'm like, yeah, of course you're not gonna see a motherfucking family resemblance, bitch. This is a white person, I'm a black person.
And Monet, this is the indestructible wig.
I know. There it is. That's the Dorothy wig, girl.
Monet used to hate this wig. Monet.
I
hated
it
this wig.
Used to. I still hate it.
I don't love this wig, but I used to wear it. Girl, I used to treat this wig like garbage, honey. So what do you think, Monet? You like my look or you hate it?
I kind of flip. I like yours. I don't like what you made her. Like, I don't understand, like, this square skirt you made her. Like, I don't understand what it's supposed to be. Like, I feel like your look makes sense. Her look looks strange. And it's pink.
Well, it was a high-low, and it looks like a square in this picture, but if watching the video, it doesn't quite look like what it looks like here. I don't know what had happened, but it was a skirt that was attached to a belt. So it was a cat suit and then the skirt that attached to a belt. That was what it was.
But why was her top pink?
Bitch, I didn't even know it was pink. I just took the fabric they gave us. I thought it was white. What do you want from me? Someone should have told me it was pink. I had no clue. I didn't know.
Up next, Naomi Small. Now, I have to tell you, re-watching this, Naomi fucking turned this out. The whole thing. Her person's look, her look. Like, Naomi, this, honestly, I genuinely think this is one of the top makeover looks ever in Drag Race. It was very impressive.
And I want to tell you all that to this day, I still have this look right here in my home.
God.
There she is, honey. This is Naomi Smalls' original scarecrow dress.
I should wear it.
She gave it to me to sell. Well, as a girl, listen, this motherfucker is tiny. I'm not saying you haven't lost some, but bitch, this shit is, this was on skinny 21-year-old Naomi. Actually, let me give y'all an example. Let me give y'all an example of how tiny Naomi is.
What
I wear a size 34
do?
Pants. I wear a size 34 pants. This is what we're working with here.
Work.
Girl, this mug closes all the way around Naomi's body. Twice. It had a little room.
I could fit it.
You know what? And Patreon exclusive. We to quote Monique, I would like to see it. I would like to see it. So the reason I got it because I sold all of my costumes for charity, which I really wish I hadn't done. I wish I had just given the money over because I didn't even raise that much money. Oh, I'm gone, baby. I really wish I hadn't done it. I wish I would have just given the money to charity, because Drag Race wasn't where it is now. I didn't get enough money for these things at all. I sold it, but it was actually my highest bid item. This outfit was the highest bid item at the auction.
Really?
Besides the purse. The purse was the highest thing, and then this was the second highest thing, which didn't even go for that much. It went for like $400. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
But the guy did not pay. Yeah. But the guy never paid the money, so I didn't send it. And then it was just too late, and now I just still have the scarecrow outfit.
And Naomi, like, covered the shoes and what she made for her partner. Like, it was so well done. Like, this is an underrated makeover challenge. Like, this is, to me, is really impressive.
I think this was a pivotal moment in the show for Naomi Smalls. And there was someone mm-hmm. who did this really cool online, did a really cool breakdown of the lip sync that changed everything on season 8. And it was Naomi versus Acid Betty. And it is a very cool video. Like, I'm going to see if I can try to find it and maybe put it in the description. But y'all know me and Monet never put anything in the description.
No, for yourself. I'll be putting my stuff.
Okay, sure. But anyway, it was a. This is Naomi looks so good. This asymmetrical bob,
yeah,
or pixie cut. This was amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, she turned it up.
Let's go on to Derek Berry and Tara Joe.
Girl, garbage. She just got
It's a piece of fabric. You could not convince Derek this was not Gautier. You could not convince Derek this was not McQueen. Like, also, not to mention, like, Tara Joe's skirt doesn't even cover her body. Her entire left thigh is popping. Because Derek does not...
Like,
Derek
what, did not, Barry, it, what did Derek made spend her time doing?
You know how, like, so those of you who know how to sew... When you make a skirt, it's not just a piece of fabric. It is usually cut into a shape that looks kind of like a triangle, and then you connect the triangles together so that it actually flares out, or you connect all the triangles and make like a big circle, or at least large enough so that it's not just up and down, because some people's bodies have dimensions. They don't just go up and down. So, but Derek just took a piece of fabric and just connect. Everywhere you look, there's a hem. This is the famous "Everywhere You Look, There's a Hem" episode. In the critiques,
and she says to Michelle, "I sewed everything you see here." Michelle goes, "It's a piece of fabric."
Yeah, it was
like, Derek is so delusional.
And this was in the Untuck, where she goes, "Everywhere you look, there's a hem." They start calling her Hemi.
The little shoulder penises things, like, then she did that weird red lip. I'm like, This is up there with Lala Ree's bag look. I'm sorry.
You know, this is...
I'm sorry. It's up there, definitely.
And I think that this is the... I think this is a leotard that Derek wore earlier in the season, but just spray painted silver, I think.
Work. She better.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah, this is terrible. Yes. Terrible, Derek. Terrible.
Speaking of terrible, let's go into Robbie Turner and Christy Gibble. This...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, first of all, when I tell you Christy was so, I can't speak for Christy. This is an assumption. So Christy, if you're watching this, I'm just assuming. You feel free to comment in the chat if we're wrong. Christy hated this look. She looked.
I would be embarrassed.
She looked so sad to be in this look on the runway, but she also didn't want to upset Robbie Turner. There were moments where we looked over her and she was like, "Oh my, I cannot believe I'm about to wear this.
It's terrible, Bob.
I don't understand anything. And also, Robbie was really serious about these hard front wigs. She was dead ass serious.
You know, I mean, it is a time of drag. I mean, and I don't want to, like, you know, hard front. Like, non-lace front wigs are a thing. The queens, I know queens still wear them, but they do the French fry thing. They will take, like, the hair right at the front, and then you press it the other way, and then they, like, shellac it with spray paint, and then they, like, cut the sustenance to make it look lace fronty. So people still do hard front wigs. I'm not trying to shit on people who can only afford hard front wigs. Like, live your life.
Also, whoa. I just want to say real quick, too, that, like, it's not always an affording thing. Lace fronts are very inexpensive these days. Lace fronts are not super expensive. Lace fronts have become incredibly affordable thanks to they are. You can get a lace front for like $20.
To you, $20 is a lot of money for some people.
Yeah, but hard front wigs don't cost much less than that, Monet. Hard front wigs and lace front wig cost
$5.
Monet's doing a bit, but hard front wigs and lace front wigs cost about the same. They literally cost about the exact same. And Monet knows that. Monet's doing a little bit for y'all right now. Poor Christy. This look is so bad on every level.
It's so bad. I can't. I like the shrug thing that Robbie put on the thing, then just literally just taking a wig. Cause she's trying to do what Kim did in the first challenge. Cause she just put a wig on her shoulder and she had this hideous champagne peachy colored. This
and the bustle in the back is just, and the one titty out. I will say at least they both are in matching hideous. At least she didn't make herself something sickening and make her girl something horrible. You know what I mean?
Like, it is nothing about it says lying, and not an out. Girl, this is horrible. It is such a bad look.
It's horrible. It's truly horrible. All right, let's move on to Thorgy Thor.
Boo.
Thorgy and Brittany Guzman. I love this look. This looks really great. I love that Thorgy took the peplum and turned it into a cape for Brittany. I wish that she would have done some different hair. Like, it just, sometimes some of the wigs Thorgy used to wear just look like, girl, this is a crazy wig.
Yeah, I like this look. I think I like the peplum into the cape thing. I think Brittany looks hot and sexy. I do agree. Especially on Brittany, the wig looks crazy. I mean, and this is Thorgy wears hair like this all the time and it looks good on Thorgy. It looks like shit on Brittany. It looked like someone fucking took green shit and pooped on Brittany's head.
Yeah, it's, oh, you sound like Michael Kors giving critiques on Project Runway. It just looks like you're pooping fabric. This is hard. It looks like someone took, it actually looks like someone took poop and smeared it all over your garment and then rolled you through a pack of bees and then the bees started flying. That's how you look.
Not a pack of bees.
Like, Michael Kors would always give the weirdest critiques that did not make any sense. And he was always laughing through them. It looks like, okay, Michael Kors. Anyway, yeah, no.
He's an iconic judge on Project Runway.
And finally, we have Kim Chi and Brianna Renee. I love both of these looks. They look so cool. And the idea that Kim Chi did where she was, like, holding Brianna in this, like, really tall witch moment in the reveal was really cool.
I like Kim's. I don't like the top of Brianna's. I don't understand what's even going on the top of her outfit.
It's the one titty. It's the one titty that Cynthia's doing the one titty at the top of the episode and the top of the season. Robbie Turner and her woman are doing the one titty here. It was very popular in drag at the time where you had one titty that was a rhinestone covered titty and the outfit going over the other one. You don't remember this in drag?
I was doing drag at this time, and I don't remember this being a trend at all.
Well, can confirm it was done 3 times on this season of Drag Race. Can confirm, officially.
Yeah, on season 8.
Yeah, the first season I ever won an Emmy. Remember that. Remember that. And also, we won a season. We won an Emmy for best costumes, by the way. Remember that, honey. Remember that.
Yeah, because they're talking about y'all's costumes. Anyway, I love the episodes when RuPaul asked that question, girl, who should go home and why? And I was surprised that you said, why did you choose Derek over Chi-Chi?
Because I thought that Derek's outfit was bad. It didn't look, I mean, I don't think Chi-Chi was great, but Derek's was bad. And I think Chi-Chi's had, Chi-Chi's outfit had more craftsmanship in it than Derek's did. And Derek's was just a leotard with these cones and a piece of fabric around the waist. And I just was like, this is just, so I chose, also, almost all the black girls said Derek.
Uh-huh.
And all the white girls said Chi-Chi, the white girls and Kim said Chi-Chi.
The white girls and Kim. And yeah, so Thorgy's dreadlocks checked out of this decision, didn't they?
So this was the episode, uh-huh. This episode during Untucked. It got pretty heated. It got pretty heated up there.
I don't remember this on text.
This was off camera. Chi-Chi was just looking so like defeated and just like, I mean, was not talking to anyone. And we had to take a break for lunch. I said, "Chi-Chi, girl, are you okay?" And then she looked at me and she said, good. I want to fight. I said, oh my God. I said, fight? Like fist fight? She goes, good. I want to fight. I said, well, I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
I live.
I was like, maybe take a breather. Maybe take a breather.
Good. I want to fight.
She was sitting at the edge of the couch. At the edge of the couch. You know that couch, like the L sectional couch? At the edge of that couch. Uh-huh. Good. I want to fight. And I said, ooh, this is.
I live.
And I was like, this feels like a private black moment in the corner.
I live.
Who would you have chosen?
To go home, I probably would have chosen Derek. Derek's outfit, Robbie too, they were both so, but at least Robbie tried more things. Derek's was just threadbare and hideous and just Derek. I would have chosen Derek.
Yeah, I agree. So we get back from, Untucked, and we find out that the winner of this week's episode is Kim Chi. Kim Chi has scored her second win for the show. And the bottom two queens are...
No.
What?
It wasn't Kim Chi.
Wait, who won?
The one was Naomi Small. Oh, shit.
You're right. My bad. Sorry, I forgot. Sorry. I didn't have my notes in front of me. Sorry. Yes, Naomi Smalls, which, by the way, this was a...
And rightfully so.
Oh, a very well-deserved win for Naomi Smalls. Naomi Smalls turned this look. And then we found out the two bottom queens are Derek Barry and Robbie Turner, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah, 100%. The draggers got it 1,000% right.
I think all the judging on this episode was spot on. It was all spot on. They were right about everything they were right about. They nailed it. They really nailed it. And I think that as soon as we heard that it was I Don't Care, we were all like, everyone say goodbye to Robbie Turner. She's done.
Why?
Because Robbie Turner can't out lip sync Derek Barry on I Don't Care. It's like a pop princess song. It's like a pop song. And like Robbie Turner's Liza.
As soon as it started, Robbie just rips his wig off. I'm like, girl, I'm not ripping the wig off. Everyone in this season lip syncs, they just want to take off every ounce of drag that they have. I'm like, what is wrong with the season 8 girls? Every lip sync, someone is just taking off the shoes, the wig, the outfit, every episode.
Listen, it was in the air. It was something in the air, girl.
Oh my God, we're gonna find out more. Chi-Chi rips all her jewelry off. Bob's earrings come off. The season 8 girls cannot keep the articles of clothing on their body when they listen.
Okay, to be clear, me and Chi-Chi did not purposely rip our things off. My earrings fell off. And Chi-Chi was wearing this like long necklace, but the necklace went down her back instead of her front. That was kind of like the gag of it. And when she kneeled down, the necklace wrapped around her heel. And when she stood up, the necklace just snapped. And it kind of made it for an iconic moment.
It did, but the season 8 girls cannot keep their drag on them when they perform.
Okay, Cut to Monet trying to take off her stirrups. Cut to Monet trying to take off chaps. lip syncing with chaps. Ankles, chapped as hell. Cut to Monet trying to do a wig reveal, but the wig came off too soon. Cut two, nigga.
But it still works, bitch. It was cunt. It was cunt.
I think a lot of us in there were arguing that maybe Mayhem should have stayed. Henny.
Yeah, the haters, Henny.
You sent Dusty Packet, but I think Mayhem might have gave that ass a little run to one for her money, honey.
Really? Well, RuPaul would have like to tell you. Well, RuPaul would like to talk to you about
bitch,
that.
Bitch, your Smirnoff would like to have a word with you. Bitch. Anyway, so I think that Derek Barry beat Robbie Turner, and I think rightfully so. Robbie did not stand a chance, and Derek really dusted her.
Yeah. And Robbie left straight from the studio and started driving Uber. We all know how that turned out.
Monet, you are messy. You are very, very messy. Very messy. Very messy. All right. Thank you all. I'm really glad that you were watching. Listen, you all let us know which episode, I know it's earlier now, but let us start brainstorming what seasons you want us. Actually, you know what? We're going to officially put it to a vote on our Patreon, and the patrons will decide the next season of Drag Race that we review. The patrons will decide. So what y'all say doesn't even matter, actually, unless you're a patron. Nothing you say matters unless you're a patron.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you want your voice to be heard, bitch, go on to Patreon, because that's where we gonna put the poll, and that's where I'll be taking polls on our Patreon.
Monet, I love you very much. Stop. I love with you. The microphone.
Oh, I love you too, Bob.
Why are you trying to rush? Where are you trying to go? Where are you trying to go? Trying to call Andy back? Andy can wait.
I have to pee. Oh my God, I have to pee. I also haven't had dinner yet.
I'm gagged at you that food said there. I cannot. If you could have shown this to young Kevin, she would be like, "Not my baby. Nope. Never. Would never. Could never. This is.
Oh my God.
It's the personal growth for me, Monet. Can y'all please give a round of applause? This is not a little curry goat sneaking Kevin. I am shook. I am. I can. All right, bye, everybody.
Goodbye.